Now, I don't think it's any big surprise I'm not much of an outdoorsman. I mean, do I look like the outdoorsy type? You know? I mean, yeah, I got a beard, but I mean...
Actually, you would confuse me.
I would?
I would think you're better outdoors than you turn out to be.
I can drive a Winnebago into a remote campsite pretty well.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that'll get a Hummer to drive it on the road instead of off the road.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I would enjoy, and I've gone out exploring, but I'm not really good, you know, as a survivalist kind of person, you know. But this is the time of year, if I'm not mistaken, where, and I can understand why, now that I'm getting ready to go into my second winter, I can understand why now the attraction of, all right, let's put on some good heavy gear, let's go out, you know, get the snowmobiles out, go hunting, go outside and enjoy it instead of being cooped up dark and miserable in your house for months.
Actually, a weekend like yesterday where we had a little bit of sun, the temperatures were good, is great to be outside because 50 is going to feel fabulous a month from now.
I remember living in Montana that at the end of the winter when spring was trying to peak up, if the weather got up above 40, 42 degrees and the roads cleared off enough, we got our motorcycles out and off we went.
And the thing is, you don't have the greatness of spring without the miserableness of winter.
He's got a good point. Yeah. You don't enjoy the good unless you have the bad.
Right. When you get the late snow in March or April, that's when someone gets the shotgun down and kills their family. They're angry. We've been cooped up here for 8 months and you're doing that.
Tom, you really bring up I think you've hit on the success of the show. You can't appreciate the good, me, without having the bad.
There we go.
You.
Uh-huh.
All right, so...
glad I could be of help to you. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. You serve
a
purpose.
The winter of the show is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Yeah. I think, I would go along with it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the winter of... All right. So I'm now going to give you three survival stories that are going to make you never want to go outside ever again. The first one, if you're an animal lover, I'm telling you right now, just bear with me. We'll get through this, but you may not be happy. 44-year-old Marco Lavoie set out in July for a nice long solo canoeing trip in northwestern Quebec. Nice. That's a great idea. Go out, do a little canoeing, quiet, relaxed. He got his campsite all set up. That's when he realized a bear had attacked his campground and destroyed his food and his equipment. Now, he canoed into this area, got there by boat. The bear destroyed his boat.
Something tells me no cell service in the wilds of Quebec.
Luckily, his German shepherd that he brought along with him scared off the bear. But after a few days, Marco decided that his dog was his only key to survival. He killed and ate his dog. He was finally found October 21st.
He lived on dog for how long, did he?
July, August, September, October. 3-4 months.
Wow.
So you think he'd be able to walk out by then, or at least to some part of civilization, find a general store, find something.
Yeah, there's something not right there. All right, sun rises in the east, but I can figure out where south is. I'm walking south.
Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he was found October 21st, dehydrated, hypothermic, and half of his body weight. Now, they don't say where he was found. Maybe he was trying to make it back.
Okay.
But he was found in bad shape. All right, so there's the issue of...
Would you eat your dog in order to survive?
Hell to the yes.
Because if you went first...
There are people that wouldn't.
The dog would eat you in a minute.
Yes.
Well, sure.
There's no doubt about it. I got news for you. If roles were reversed, cattle would look at you go, well, you're not bad looking. I'd eat you.
Sure.
Any animal
cattle,
will do.
They don't eat meat.
I said if... Now, what about a pig? Pig will eat you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, pig.
All right,
there's some classic scenes in the old Deadwood TV show.
Yeah.
That's how they got rid of people when they killed them.
Well,
they threw them in the pig trough.
It happens.
Pigs ate them up, and then they served the pigs for breakfast.
Those pet potbelly pigs. You pet it and fed it for its entire life.
That's right.
This is really appetizing this
morning. The moment you're
morning.
Incapacitated, it's eating you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we've got a guy surviving by eating his German Shepherd. What's next?
All right, this is an advocate. This is a story for the advocacy of getting absolutely hammered when it's cold outside. Last week, a guy decided to go take a swim in the freezing waters in Kent, England, after a night out drinking. He was in the freezing water for 45 minutes before he was rescued. He should have died. The booze in his system saved his life.
Oh, come on.
Because he had had 8 drinks, it slowed down his body's reaction to the cold and kept him alive.
Now, there's the anecdotal story from the Ice Bowl, the famous Packer-Cowboy game, of a guy getting so drunk at the game, but because of the cold temperatures, it wasn't until he went inside and thawed out that he realized that he drank too much and he died of alcohol poisoning. I don't know if this is a true story, but that story's out there, that this guy drank so much, but it was so cold, the alcohol didn't kill him until after he went inside and thawed out.
Jeez.
Mind you, Lambeau Field seats 60,000 at the time of the Ice Bowl. There are 4 million Wisconsinites who claim to be at that game.
Yep.
All right, and last but not least, here is here's a story that just it reinforces the stereotype of the Russian drunk, you know, brawling.
Who will drink airline fluid.
Right. Nile Russell Bear, yes.
Here we go. Last week in Kabardino, Balkaria, Russia, an 80-year-old man named Yusef was out walking when he came face to face with a bear.
Really?
Yes.
I made that up. It's a wild. It is a Russian bear wrestling story.
A Russian bear story. The bear charged him. He drew his knife and stabbed the bear. It gets better, man. The bear swatted the knife away, so Yusef headbutted the bear.
He's 80.
No bear going to get best of me.
Fabulous.
This time, when the bear hit back, it knocked Yusef off a cliff. Somehow he survived. He says headbutting the bear was the only reason it didn't kill him. The bear gained some respect for him. So there you go. Here's the thing you got to do. Always take your dog along with you. Drink way too much. And when attacked by a bear, just headbutt it. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There you go. Survival stories and advice.
You'll be feeling stupid if you forgot to move your clocks back at 2. It was the end of daylight savings time. Hope you remembered what direction to wind. 'Cause you always set it for the wrong time. And we lost an hour of daylight.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.